In the book of Genesis, chapter 20, we find Abraham moving out of the area where just a few days before was found the city of the plain, or the city on the plains. And you know them, and I do better, as Sodom and Gomorrah. God had destroyed that place. And we read in verse 1 of chapter 20, "And Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country and dwelled between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned in Gerar." Now, I'm not sure where Gerar is. I don't think we hear about Gerar too much after this chapter. It's one of those very, very ancient countries and parts of the world. But there's something that goes on here that I think would be helpful for us to look at just for a moment. In verse 2 it says, "And Abraham said to Sarah his wife, 'She is my sister.' Said of Sarah his wife, 'She is my sister,' and Abimelech king of Gerar sent and took her." I want to major on Abimelech. Not Abraham and not Sarah, but Abimelech. "But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, 'Behold, you are but a dead man. For the woman which you have taken, for she is a man's wife.'" Okay. "But Abimelech had not come near her. And he said, 'Lord, will you slay also a righteous nation?'" Because you see, not only was Abimelech going down, but everybody else was too. That was a citizen of Gerar. God's going to take them all out. You know, God would do that. That's one of the reasons there's no fear of God in the eyes of people now, because folks don't know that God still takes people out. And of course, we would never pray a psalm such as Psalm, what's the psalm of him, but either 140 or 141, where I mean the psalmist is asking for everything. And then it says, and there's one psalm that says, "Blessed are those who crush the heads of your little ones against the stone." Yeah. Wow, that's barbaric. Well, folks, let me say something to you. There's nobody that's ever died on this earth that God didn't take them. Good, bad, or indifferent. Good, bad, or indifferent. Now, that's the God who put His Son on the cross.
Right.
For sinners like you and me. But anyway, Gerar and Abimelech were in the middle of great danger. Because when God raises His arm, who can stop? He said, "Lord, will you slay also a righteous nation?" In other words, we haven't done anything wrong.
Yeah.
Now, He's not saying they were perfectly righteous. He just said, we haven't done anything wrong. Especially with regard to this woman, Sarah. Verse 5, "Said he not unto me, She is my sister? And she, even she herself, said, He is my brother. In the integrity of my heart and the innocency of my hands have I done this." And I don't find a divine argument about that point either. God doesn't argue with him.
No.
"And God said unto him in a dream, Yea, I know that you did this in the integrity of your heart." I'm going to kill you anyway. At least that's the implication. "For I also withheld you from sinning against me. Therefore, suffered I you not to touch her." In other words, I stopped you. She's his wife. Restore her. If you don't, you're going to die. And then I want you to get Abraham to pray for you. And when he prays for you, then I'll unstop the wounds of the women here in Gera and in your house. Now, with that, it leads me to believe that this thing took more than maybe more time than it took me to read this couple of few paragraphs. Maybe there's days or whatever. But God kept Abimelech from sinning against him by not letting him touch Sarah. Now, we might could preach a whole sermon on Sarah's protection. So I'm thinking of Abimelech. Folks, I just don't think we understand how the Lord has kept us as individuals from sinning against Him. I could make a list of things right now just off the top of my head that I was literally held back from that would have been grievous. Now I can think of a lot more that I wish He'd have held me back from that were grievous. In this little daily life that I've introduced to you several times, I came across this reading on the morning of August the 10th concerning the subject of God keeping people from sinning against Him. I don't think that you can do anything worse than sin against God. And it's not even the magnitude or the egregiousness of the sin that makes it so bad. It's the fact that we sin against Him. And all sin, primarily and foremost, is against God. What did David say? David murdered a man. He lied. He misled the nation. He took another man's wife for his own. There was adultery. There was also a child. And the child died. There was public scandal untold. All of that brought into the history of Israel by a man after God's own heart. But I read this, and I'll read the verses and you can listen. But it's extolling the power of God to keep us from sin. And basically, let me say this to you. If temptation comes and you don't fall to it, it's because God kept it coming. I pray not that you should take them out of the world, the Lord says, but that you should keep them from evil. That's John 17. In Philippians 2, Paul says, blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights. But who causes us the difference from the most perverse of all peoples? Jesus said in Matthew 5, you are the salt of the earth, the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and say what fine people you are and want to become like you. Is that how that reads?
Well, not quite.
You know, if you just have a lot of good works, people want to join your church. No, he says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Why? Why give Him the glory? If I'm doing the work, why does He get the glory? Because it ain't my work. It's His exclusively. I may be the means that His omnipotent hand uses to do something, but it's God's work. So He keeps us from evil, and if He doesn't, we won't be kept. He puts us in the way of good. If He doesn't, we won't go. It's all of God. And then reading there, out of Genesis 20, verse 6, God says to Abimelech, I also withheld you from sinning against me. In 2 Thessalonians 3, the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. 2 Thessalonians 3, that's a good word. and keep you from evil. Nehemiah 5:15 says, so did not I because of the fear of God. Now they wanted to, his enemies wanted to draw him away from rebuilding the wall. He said, come on, son, let's talk about this for a while. And Nehemiah said, so did not I because of the fear of the Lord, of God. He didn't go there to chat. He went there to build. And then Galatians 1:4, speaking of God who gave himself for our, speaking of the Lord Jesus who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world. Who's going to do the delivering? From this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. He was about his Father's business, delivering us from the evils of this world. And then in Jude 24 and 25, a word of praise and benediction. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. Why? Because if we do anything right, if we are kept from any kind of wrong, major or minor, any point in between, it is the keeping power of God. It is sustaining, and it is the energizing work of God. Well, God said to Abimelech, in a dream, yes, I know that you did this in the integrity of your heart. For I, here's the proof, for I also withheld you from sinning against me. Therefore, suffered I not. I didn't allow you to touch me. Well, if you tell me to touch not the unclean thing, then please keep me from it.
Yeah.
If you tell me not to look upon that which is untoward, then please keep me from it. If you tell me to endure to the end, then please prevent me from ever growing weary and welding. And I'll say to you again, I believe that every sin that you and I have been tempted to do and didn't do is because God just reached down with a divine prerogative and kept us from it. Indeed, there's none good. No, not one. And then there is one good, but he's not us. He's God. As we pray, I think the biggest thing I have problems with, and of all the things I could have you pray for me, it would be this one thing, that God would cause us to do what is right. And he would let us know in very clear terms that it is his hand that has saved us in evil, or his hand that has delivered us from temptation. Or it is his hand that has directed us in righteousness. I don't have any trouble outside my life that doesn't pertain to one sin or another. So may he do for us what he did for Abimelech. May he prevent us from sinning against him. Now, this could take you a lot of ways. We talked about sanctification just in passing this morning. But this is what sanctification is all about. In practical ways, thought, word, and deed, passions, feelings, whatever. Our motivations are being sustained in truth. all being found in Christ. May God do that. If you don't mind, let me lead, and then we'll just go around the room as God sees fit. Pray for those that were mentioned this morning, and things that are going on there at Elmendorf. Those are hard. How could that ever happen if God hadn't just pulled back His hand? Now He put His hand back there. And then with the sick, with her, and with our own hearts. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank You for these things that You teach us.
Amen.
And Lord, we don't want to sin against You. You've told us that a man that sins, his soul shall surely die. And You've kept us so many times from running the course of rank iniquity, of just cold-blooded iniquity. The Lord, for us to think about it in the more sober moments of our lives is to set us trembling. We thank You, Lord, that You have not let us go as far as we would go with that which is adversely opposed to You. We beg You now that You would continue to keep us. For we could list things that we wanted so badly we could taste them. We could list things that when we found out You said no, that we would be angry about it. We would argue with You concerning it. We'd be frustrated and even depressed because we didn't get that thing that we wanted so badly, even though it was opposed to You in every degree. But You said no. And with the discipline of a true father, You forbade that we sin against You.
Yes.
And we thank You for it. Lord, bring these things to mind where we have grown angry with You because we didn't get, or we didn't get to do, or get to have, or get to go. And some of those things, it would surely have been a downfall. Lord, we pray that You'd forgive us though where You have turned us loose to our own passions and moved on. And then we found that there was sin's lie waiting on us when we got there. But we've fallen into the tempter's snare, where we have, with eyes wide open, walked through the doors of iniquity to satisfy the evil desires of our own heart. And then, Lord, we thank You, though, that You kept us.
Amen.
And You turned us back to You. And You saved us, in a sense, all over again. And You showed us. And You taught us. We pray, Father, that You would never stop doing that. Because we know well, yes, and we fear it so, that after one temptation, there comes another.
Yes.
After one evil desire, there comes another. We win one major battle, and there's three more to be fought, standing one beside the other. We beg You, Lord, please. First of all, give us a heart to be able to say with Joseph, how in the world could I do this evil thing and sin against God? Lord, give us the heart of that young prisoner at the time, our young slave at the time, who would go to prison because he didn't satisfy the evil passions that maybe had been boiling up in his own heart. But he ran. He fled. He was in flight away from there. God, may we know what it's like to walk away, giving You praise and glory for keeping. We ask now that You bless us as we think about those that are in the midst of some things right now. If they stay there, surely it will be to their eternal ruin. We beg You, Father, yes, that You would one more time reach out with the power of the tongues and bring the prodigals home. Please, Lord. Not because we deserve it, but because we need it. And also because you, as the living God, holy and righteous, do rejoice, even in your own heart, to see sinners repent and come to you.
Yes.
Lord, we beg you, as we think about these things, please forgive us of our sins and make us what you want us to be.
Yes.
And thank you for Abimelech and the way you dealt with him. We pray, God, for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ and His grace, you do the same for us and the ones we love. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I thank you, O Father. How much do we have to thank you for? Thanking you both first for Jesus.
Amen.
For Lord, we do know that of Him and through Him and to Him are all things. If it were not, then Lord, your wrath would have annihilated this long.
Amen.
Nothing would have stood except for your word, which is the Lord Jesus. So we thank you for your long suffering towards this world. Thank you for your mercy towards us. Thank you for the grace that has been given to us. It's already been mentioned, O Father, truly, we do tremble at just thinking where we not only could have been, but where we would have been if you had not intervened in our lives. Lord, we know that surely we would have been on the pathway of destruction.
Amen.
We don't know how far we would have gone in sin, but we know that we would have gone as far as we could.
That's right.
Lord, that was our nature. We were prone to do that. Lord, you have indeed, you withheld us. Lord, I know that there has been in everybody's life to some degree a time when you have prevented, just like you did with this man of Abimelech. Lord, what a marvelous thing that is to think about. Here was a heathen man, and yet, Lord, you withheld him from sinning, and you revealed yourself to him. We don't know how much, but Lord, we have every indication that he still was a heathen man. But Father, with us, you've gone much farther than that.
That's right.
You have not only revealed yourself to us to withhold us from certain sins, but Lord, you've revealed yourself to withhold us in a sense from all sins.
That's right.
We do confess, Lord, that we go astray. We go after the things of the flesh many times, but thanking you that as you search our hearts, we do find there a desire to walk with thee.
Amen.
And as already been said, we do find a desire that we would not ever sin against you.
That's right.
We don't really understand why we do sin, except that we have this treasure in an earthen vessel that the power may be of you in us. And we are constantly reminded by the sin that we do commit that we have no power over it.
And no, not at all.
It is you that withholds us from that evil. But help us, O God.
Amen.
Help us to always remember from whence every good and perfect gift comes.
Mm.
Especially those things that pertain unto the keeping of our
God.
And Lord, we do. We remember those people. It seems like you're not doing what for them, what you're doing for us. I do remember Jody. I can't imagine, oh God, what that must be like. I know she says that she's happier now than she's ever been. But she doesn't know what she's saying.
No.
She has no idea. What awaits her in a few days? What refuge? You do not withhold her and bring her to her senses. Lord, we pray for
you. Amen.
We pray for Brother Kyle.
Yeah.
Don't know, never experienced this in my own life. Hope I know God that we never will.
Amen.
Lord can somewhat imagine what he must feel, the temptation, the trial that this was bringing upon him. We do pray for him. I pray
yes,
that you'll strengthen him greatly. And Lord, use this very thing to make us a better preacher out of him, even as it seems like you've done already to some great degree. Bless the church.
Amen.
Give them, Lord, make them understand what this is all about. And bring them to their knees in humility, weakness, prayer, supplication, Lord, in walking in fear and trembling. And all of us, Lord, that's all you have to do.
Amen.
Is just withhold your hand. And we would be right there. We know that the psalm writer understood it. Prone to wander, Lord. I feel it prone to leave you, but God, I
pray. Amen.
What an awful thing. Mm-hmm. And we owe it all to you.
That's right.
Because Lord, you have determined through Christ Jesus by Him before time ever began to call us out as your people. Why would we be worthy to be called your people? Only because of grace that comes through your mercy. And we do thank you.
Yes.
And pray, O Father, we might live and grow in grace and honor.
Try.
And in the manifestations of that love that you would have towards us as we return unto thee. Mm-hmm. Now, Father, we do pray. It is our desire that thy kingdom will come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We do thank you, though, that we can bring other petitions to you. But Lord, we bring them always saying, thy will be done.
Amen.
Lord, you do not mind us bringing petitions and supplications before thee. Whatever is on our hearts and minds, we can share those things with you. We can bring them to you and lay them at your feet. And we can plead, indeed, the name of Jesus and the glory of our Savior. But Lord, many things we do not know what your will is as far as those individual things. We know what your will is as far as your kingdom is concerned. We know that you have determined to glorify your Son and glorify your name in Him. Lord, I don't know when I get sick. I don't know if it is your will that I get well again. I can pray that I get well. But I don't know until it so many things, Lord, I can pray for. And I don't know that that is your will, your desire. But I lay them before us and pray since thy will be done. And thank you if you grant my request. And thank you if you don't. For Lord, you are my heavenly Father, all wise and full of grace, compassion, mercy, and truth. And you're full of blessing. Have you ever done anything for me, with me, to me, that was not a blessing? Forgive me when I fail.
God,
to give thanks for all things. But dear Father, thank you for the knowledge that we have of Jesus. And ask you again that you bless us in Him first and foremost. Oh my God, my Father, that He might be the preeminence in our heart and life. We do pray for Lucy, pray for one another. Lord, in her circumstances, certainly, those circumstances are magnified. But Lord, we all need your comfort. We need your strength. We need, Lord, for you to uphold us with your free grace. But we do think of your people everywhere. Pray for them.
Yes.
Thank you for them. Thank you for the fellowship that we do have. And oh, Father, I continue to pray that you might humble all of us. The only reason that we are not together in all things is simply because of the hardness of our own hearts, the stubbornness of our hearts. Lord, you are one God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and your word is one word. So give us the understanding of it. Oh God, keep us from rising up with pride in our own hearts. And Lord, the stubbornness of our hearts, that we would refuse to see that which you have given, the truth, that would divide us anyway. I thank you, O Father. Thank you for the peace in Him that we enjoy in this place. Thank you for the peace that exists between your people. Lord, we do again long for that day when we shall see everything with perfect harmony, even as the eye of Jesus. And now, O Father, again, you know how many requests that we have. Lord, thank you again for all that you have done.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus, and continue to do. Bless us, Father.
Thank you.
It is your desire to give unto us the kingdom. So what more could we want?
Amen.
Receive us in Jesus. Make us to know you, the only true God, and that Jesus whom you see now, hear us for His sake. Amen.
Amen.
Our Father and our God, we do come before you because I do believe each one of us here who is of age has faith in you and knows that you are sovereign enough and that the issue between you and us, you and everything, have been and is sin.
No.
And Lord, we have all sinned.
Yeah.
And we all will sin more.
Mm.
Each day we live.
Yeah.
And Father, I pray that we will be sensitive to that.
Please, what?
That because of your Spirit that lives within us, that we will quickly and truthfully and sincerely repent of that sin. Because we know you hate it. We know you hate it enough that you punish your Son.
That's right.
Who had no sin. Father, do we really realize how much you must hate it?
How
evil that it is, and yet we do.
Yeah.
We do. And Lord, it's a concern to us because we know that you are holy.
Oh, yes.
We know that you are perfectly and infinitely good. And that you are a God of love and a God of righteousness. And those things are not compatible with sin.
Yes.
Lord, I do thank you. I thank you that there was a day in the life of each one of us that we began to
work with us.
And because of that, Lord, because you have done it, we think differently about it.
Amen.
And now we do realize, even though it grieves us, Lord, and we know that there's a thing called sin.
Mm-hmm.
We know that we need your help, Lord.
Amen.
To avoid going into it, falling into it. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your mercy and your grace.
That's right.
And Lord, we know that with you all things are possible, and without you nothing is possible.
Yes.
So Lord, we do come to you not only to forgive us of our sins, but to give us wisdom and give us that love for you and for all those around us.
Yes.
Lord, that we would live our lives to please you and to be a light,
yes,
a witness to them
that
a life of God is a life that's full of joy,
yes,
a life full of peace.
Yeah.
Lord, how wonderful it is to think about those things.
Amen.
Lord, we do live in a fallen world. We all have our thorns in the side. We all have our gardens. Some more than others. But Lord, we do lift up those that have been mentioned to you.
Yes.
Brother Kyle and his wife. Lord, what a situation that is. And how much both of them a divine intervention to deal with it. Our sister this world, who we know will probably never leave that bed. And yet, she has life.
Yes.
She has a mind. She has a spirit. And Lord, we know that it takes your spirit to lift us up. It takes that hope.
Yes.
For the future, for that day when we don't see through this glass darkly anymore. Father, I pray each one of us will have that hope, that we will think on these things, that we will be grateful for all the goodness that's in our lives, and we won't take it for granted. That we will see you as the first cause of all these things. thank you for each one who's here.
Amen.
We do this up, JT.
Right, amen.
Pray that you be with them, that you'll, that their trip will be refreshing.
That's right.
That you'll bring them back to good health. Return them back to the start. We thank you, we praise you, we honor you.
Mm.
We give us in the name of our Lord and Savior. The one who paid the price for our sins, the one who redeemed us, the one who sent the comfort to us.
Yes.
And the one who's going to come back for us. And we will ever be with Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Father, we certainly thank you for this time of prayer.
Yes.
We're thankful yes. that even though our prayers are simple and weak,
mm.
Father, they're the words of our flesh so many times. Father, we ask you to have mercy upon us.
Amen.
We certainly pray that you hear our words.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that you put strength in those words. And that you will answer those prayers. And find favor that will honor and glorify you.
Amen.
Not just to honor and glorify us, but for things that we want and that we'd like to see happen. But those that would glorify the kingdom of our God. We pray, Father, that you do forgive us.
Amen.
We know that we're weak.
Yes.
I know that I'm weak.
Yes.
So we pray these things. Father, we continue to pray for our pastor as he stands to deliver thy word to us. We ask you to strengthen him. We ask you to guide his thoughts.
Amen.
We ask you, Father, to by your power to direct him to the passage that you would have for us to hear and to read and to see. And Father, we will not understand that passage without your declaration, without your power, without you guiding his thoughts and his lips and his words. Father, just be with us here this day. And as we continue to be here, Father, we do pray for ministers that might come here, Father.
Mm.
It's our desire that others will come here to hear your word.
Yeah.
Not because we're some great place, but because your word is great.
Yes.
We believe that thy spirit, O Lord, will reach out and convict sin in the hearts of even the ungodly. And of thy people, whoever those people might be that are here,
yes,
we pray, Father, that you'll call them out and that they might be here with us.
Amen.
Father, don't allow them to delay their presence in thy house.
Amen.
Father, they need to be here listening to your word and to your direction. That you pre-recorded in thy word and by the power of thy spirit, you may guide them from out of your word, from out of our mouths, from our very lips. And Father, where we fall short being obedient to you, we ask you to have mercy upon us that we fail not, that we might suffer. Father, we don't desire to suffer. We know that we can and that we will suffer, and you'll do things to keep us on track. But Father, we ask you to have mercy upon us. We just pray these things in the wonderful name and blood of our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
In the Father, we will be bound for you this day.
Yes.
We pray to the Father that you will hear.
Our prayer,
our petitions, this fruit, this day. We ask you, Father, that you would always responsibilities each and every hour of every day.
Yes.
We've heard, Lord, that we were left to our own little to the wickedness that we were committed. By your mercy and your grace, that you have taught us in this world. And we pray, Lord, that you would continue to abide with us every hour of our waking day, every hour of our sleeping night.
Yes.
We pray, Lord, that we might have your mercy to do your will.
Yes.
Amen. We pray, Lord, that we don't ask these things for our own selves, our own selfish
selves.
Your glory, your honor, all things that we do. We are being thankful, O Lord, that you have chosen us to share with us your truth and your life and your mercy. We pray, Lord, for these things for our loved ones as well. We pray, Lord, things in our and troubles for the time.
Yeah.
To sustain them. So you comfort us. Put it anywhere along. Give them strength. Left to ourselves, we're weak and pray about ego. We cannot still hold on these trials.
That's right. Amen.
Beg you to have mercy.
Yes.
Deliver us from. We have a lot to be thankful for.
Amen.
We all have food and raiment and houses over our heads. These things are plenty. We pray, Lord, we always look forward to that day when you do come.
Yeah.
When your kingdom comes down.
Yeah. Yes.
When these troubles will be in there. And we can forever sing to your holiness in your glory.
Yes.
Without charity. We got here with us. Put your hands up. Did you do it by the way, Sir Lewis?
Hey.
And we thank you, Lord, for sending your son to you.
Yes.
David said, for us. It's in his name we pray.
Amen. Lord, when we think about it, we come to you and ask you for many wonderful things. Things are not simply desires of our heart, but they're necessities for our soul.
Yes.
And Lord, we ask you to bless so much and do so much. We seek your face so often. And then, Lord, in spite of all that you are to us and all that you've done, we then sin against you. We plead with you that you would do for us what you did for Abimelech.
Yes.
God, you've done more for us than you've done for him.
Yes.
We ask you to continue to do it and withhold us in every way from sinning against you. We thank you, Lord, for a heart that is burdened and broken when we sin against you.
Amen.
We thank you for a conscience that's set aflame when we sin against you. We thank you for everything that comes and convicts us of sin, not the least, your Holy Spirit Himself. But God, it seems like in the days of our sin, every place we go and every turn we take, there is a reminder, there is a great source of conviction that comes before our faces, into our eyes, and into our ears.
Yes.
And we can hear, as Nathan spoke to David, yes, you are the man.
Amen.
Lord, I pray that you'd keep us from those days and those things, and that we would not have to be burdened by anything but the burden of the Lord.
Amen.
Especially, Lord, when it comes to the matter of sin. We thank you, God, for your word. And we thank you that, as it was for Job in his day, in so many ways, to a lesser degree, it has been for us.
Yes.
Lord, we cannot think of one thing that does not challenge us during this day. Whether it be about our world, or our nation, or our community, or the church, and ours in particular, or whether it be about our families and our loved ones, or whether it be about ourselves, we are burdened. And you said that you would have us come to you when we are burdened and heavy laden. When we labor and we're brought to the end of ourselves in the midst of all that those labors demand, we come to you. And we pray that we might learn of you even as we have today.
Yes.
And we pray, Father, that we would be yoked up with you, for your burden is easy. Your yoke is easy. Your burden is light. And we want you. And we ask that we might have you in all that you are. And Lord, we pray for the confidence, the holy, God-given confidence that we can say with Job,
amen,
the living God Himself knows the way I take.
Yes.
And when He has tried me,
yes,
I shall come forth, yes, as Job. Lord, may we honor you. We thank you for this time, for this day. And we bless your name for Christ's sake. And it is in His name we pray. Amen.
Amen.